Grace, mercy, and peace be unto each of you from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Our text is the gospel reading for this day from Luke chapter 13. I read for you again these words of our Lord. O Jerusalem, Jerusalem, the city that kills the prophets and stones those who are sent to it. How often would I have gathered your children together as a hen gathers her brood under her wings, and you would not. Behold, your house is forsaken, and I tell you, you will not see me until you say, Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. So far the reading of the text. In the name of Jesus, the only Savior of the world. God sent a preacher to proclaim His word, to call people back to Himself, to call them to repentance, lest the Lord's judgment come upon them. And the leaders of the people didn't like what they heard. The preacher had faithfully spoken what God had given him to say, and it was devastating. It most certainly was not warm and fuzzy. It did not approve of or embrace their idolatry, their deceptions, their self-chosen ways. What they valued most, their beloved Jerusalem, was going to be destroyed. And they wanted to kill this preacher for saying such things. How dare he speak against their beloved city? But their threats did not deter him from his God-given task. His life was in the hands of the Lord God. In the preacher's name, was Jeremiah. Of course, all that happened to Jeremiah, the rejection of God's word calling for repentance, and the threats on his life, pointed ahead and foreshadowed the cross and passion of Christ Jesus, who suffered the judgment of God for the redemption of all people. For God's people didn't listen to Jesus either. Though Jesus had come for their salvation, the Pharisees opposed him almost from the beginning. And today, we hear those Pharisees issue Jesus a death threat. And whether Herod really was out to kill Jesus or not, the Pharisees merely wanted Jesus gone, one way or the other. But Jesus would not be deterred. He remained focused on his task and his goal. Men had tried to kill him before this, but he had simply walked away. So Jesus tells the Pharisees that they could tell that sly old Herod that he was going to continue doing what he was doing, and that he would not stop until he had accomplished all that he had come to do. He would not be rushed or scared off by anyone, including Herod. Jesus was going to continue to preach, heal, and drive out demons day by day, until his Father deemed the time was right for him to die. And neither Satan, nor Herod, nor the Pharisees, nor anyone else could or would keep Jesus from finishing his task at the time and place appointed by his Father. And when Jesus remarked that no prophet can die outside Jerusalem, he was telling them that he was going to Jerusalem and that he would die there. Indeed, throughout Israel's history, God's prophetic preachers had been killed in Jerusalem. Time after time, the people rejected God's word. They truly had mistreated and killed many prophets. They rejected the prophet's message and thereby rejected God himself. And now they were rejecting the greatest prophet and ignoring the message he proclaimed. And so Jesus laments that as often as he had tried to gather the people together in order to protect them and save them, they rebelled and refused to be gathered together. It's not that Jesus ever stopped trying, but that they continually rejected him. In fact, this entire chapter of St. Luke shows Jesus calling people to repentance and warning them of the consequences if they do not repent. He makes it quite clear that those who do not repent will perish. Indeed, Jesus desires all men to be saved and to come to the knowledge of the truth. He took no delight in the death of the wicked, but that the wicked turn from his way and live. And in spite of this, he was rejected again and again. Now, there's a story told about a hen house that once burst into flames after being struck by lightning. The volunteer fire department could not save the hen house. And as the farmer poked through the ashes, he found the charred carcass of a hen. But underneath that blackened carcass were six chicks who survived the fire. The mother hen had gathered her chicks under her wings. She had died so that they might live. And that very well illustrates what Jesus does for us. He gathers us through the working of the Holy Spirit to keep us safe under his outstretched arms on the cross. He also died that we might live. But those that refuse to be gathered, those who run away from Christ, will perish. Now, during this season of Lent, it's likely that Jesus' final words in our text may cause us to think about his entry into Jerusalem on Palm Sunday. But remember that Jesus is talking to the Pharisees, those who want him gone. He tells them that they would not see him until the time comes when they say, "Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord." On Palm Sunday, the people that lined the streets were the pilgrims that had come to Jerusalem for the Passover. The leaders certainly did not praise Jesus that day. But on the last day, when Jesus returns to gather his children together, everyone will recognize Jesus as the one who comes in the name of the Lord. And those who believe that Christ came to save them from their sins will rejoice in that day. And those who reject Jesus will still acknowledge him, but to their great shame and horror. My dear friends, too often we are like Jerusalem. We too often reject God's prophets that He sends to us. We do that by mistreating or abusing the pastor God has given to us, or by staying away from Him or avoiding Him. No, I need to say this is nothing personal about me. This is what God says about those that He sends to His people. And it's true, we often break the third commandment when we despise preaching and His word. We do that by not gladly attending services in His house, not using the word and sacraments, or by using them negligently or carelessly. We too often refuse to diligently read and study His word. This ought not to be. And yet, Jesus continues to call us and enlighten us with His gifts: baptism, absolution, the Lord's Supper, and preaching. And as God continually sent the prophets to the Jews, He continues to do the same for us by sending pastors who desire to gather us together to keep us in the one true faith by the preaching of the gospel, so that we may have life with Him forever. You see, Jesus never gives up. Like the Energizer Bunny who keeps going and going and going. Or like Wile E. Coyote who, no matter how many times he fails to capture the Roadrunner, continues to try. His persistence is amazing. Even though Jesus had been rejected everywhere He'd been, He continued to care about His children. He continued to go down the road laid out before Him by His Father. He resisted Satan's temptations and Herod's death threat by once again demonstrating His firm trust in His Father's will and His resolve to finish the course that had been laid out for Him. And no matter how often He had been rejected, He never, ever failed to love and care for all people. For He was going to die for them and for us. And He didn't want any of them or us to be lost. And it greatly saddens Him when even one is lost. You and I have been born under a death threat. Because of our sin, we deserve to die. But because of Jesus' death and resurrection, we need not fear it. Although in many ways we stubbornly resist, in even more ways our sorrowing and persistent Savior continues to call, gather, enlighten us by the Holy Spirit through word and sacrament. He continues to minister to us by casting out demons, healing the fatal disease of sin, and gathering us to Himself. And His work in us will be complete on our third day, the day of our resurrection. God grant that when Christ returns, we will rejoice to say, "Blessed is He who comes in the name of the Lord. To Him be all the glory." Amen. The peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Amen.